The last 3 years, we have done something historic. We've transformed the entire company, and we've done it in a way that not only transformed the financial condition of the company, but most importantly, we preserved and we enhanced the culture, the values, and the guiding principles of our company. And for that, we should all be extraordinarily proud, but we should recognize as leaders our responsibility. There are 17,000 Starbucks stores in 55 countries serving 60 million customers a week. We're 200,000 partners strong. The leaders of the company and everyone who is here needs to understand the collective and the individual responsibility that we have together to 200,000 people and their families who are relying on us to continue to build Starbucks the right way. When I returned in 2008, I apologized for the mistakes that we made. Nobody was to blame, but I made a promise that with your help, together, we would turn the company around. And when we were together in New Orleans, I asked everyone to understand what it would mean to personally become more accountable and responsible for our actions, and not to be a bystander. Howard Schultz did not turn Starbucks around. You did. Our partners in the field did. Our partners in Europe and in Asia and Latin America. We are now at the cusp, the precipice, of doing something that no one believed we could do. And I strongly believe, not because of the growth of the company, but because of its humanity, that our best days are ahead of us. The next 40 days will evolve in many different ways, but the most important thing that we need to do as partners is maintain, enhance, protect, and preserve the culture and values of the company. If we do that, we'll take care of our customers, and the financials will take care of itself. And my promise for you is that I will never ask anything of you that I am not asking of myself. Happy anniversary, Starbucks.